Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and Fast Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
This is Amy Loboda, your host of Managing Safety. We are here at Sun and Fun 2012 with Dr. Peggy Beatty Chabrian, who is the president of Women in Aviation International. But here at the Sun and Fun fly-in, she is a presenter in the forms area, which is here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. She's talking about everything you wanted to know about learning to fly but was afraid to ask, which is actually a really neat topic for this show.
Well, we think there's a lot of people here at Sun and Fun, Amy, that come to the show and they've maybe always thought about learning to fly or what would it be like to get their pilot's license, what's really required. And there are a lot of myths out there. There, you know, how old you can be or age limits, physical requirements, medical kinds of issues, and just the actual, you know, the cost involved. So those are some of the things we're going to cover in the forum and dispel some of the myths and let people know the facts about getting your pilot's license.
Fantastic. How do you feel about working in these new forum rooms? This is the second year for this?
This is the second year using the Central Aerospace Academy, and it's wonderful. We have air-conditioned rooms. There's some nice seats and tables, too, if people want to take notes from the speakers. You can adjust the lighting. You've got some good AV. So this is a wonderful improvement for the forums for Sun and Fun.
Oh, fantastic. Now, this isn't the only forum you're doing.
Doing another one this week, tomorrow, on scholarships. And it kind of ties along with, you know, learning to fly. There are a lot of people who want to learn to fly, and they think about the cost. They don't realize there are lots of scholarships out there. Women in Aviation has one of the largest scholarship programs.
I was going to say, didn't you just give away almost $560,000?
Well,
somewhere real close to that?
Yes.
Wow.
And there are a lot of other organizations, AOPA, EAA, Aircraft Electronics Association. Anyway, there are a lot of scholarships out there for everything from a recreational or sport pilot certificate up through and including Boeing 757 and Airbus A320 type rating. So there's a lot of opportunities.
But you have to be a student, like a youngster, to get a scholarship, don't you?
No, and that's part of the talk tomorrow. Scholarships, thank you, is not just for kids anymore. There's scholarships available for people of all ages and all backgrounds. So we're going to talk about how to find out about those scholarships, how to be successful in submitting the application so that your application comes to the top and you're the one selected for the scholarship. There are some little things to think to know about when you're sending in a scholarship application to make yours the one that the committee will say, this is the one we want to give the scholarship to.
Well, and isn't the secret formula also you actually have to fill it out and send it in?
That's the number one. Yeah, it doesn't do you any good to say, well, I didn't get the scholarship, but I didn't turn in the application either. So, and following the rules. If the scholarship requirements ask for 3 copies, don't send 2. If they want, you know, a letter of recommendation, don't forget to include that. It seems pretty simple, but if you don't realize all the implications of not doing that, you may just be automatically omitted from the running just because you didn't follow a simple rule.
Wow, and there's actually scholarships out there even then, and this ties back to your forum today, everything you wanted to know about learning to fly but were afraid to ask, even for basic people who are just starting to get into the industry?
Yes, so for a sport pilot, a recreational pilot, or certainly for private pilot certificates as well.
Oh, that is very, very exciting. Dr. Chabrian, tell me, what is it that specifically qualifies you to teach these specific forms?
I think the scholarship one, primarily because of with Women in Aviation, our scholarship program, but also my background. I've worked in aviation higher education for about 14 years.
You've been a college professor,
and a college professor,
right?
And administrator, so yes.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
A flight instructor, so that is helpful for the learning to fly.
Flight instructor. Yes. Excellent. So they're not just hearing it from some PR geek like me.
Oh, that's true, Amy. You have more ratings and hours than I do.
No. No, but the point being, you've got those flight instructor ratings. You know what it's like. And if I remember correctly, you started learning to fly, what, at 19, 20?
21.
21. So, yeah. I mean, early enough that you remember how it was.
Yes.
And you remember how it is today. You know how
it is
today.
Yes.
You're
true.
Still an aircraft owner, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, Cessna 150 and great for training. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Dr. Peggy Beatty Chabrian, thank you so much for talking with us today at Managing Safety, and have a great Sun and Fun.
Thank you, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.